Black voters play a crucial role for any Democrat who seeks to win the White House, but some big divides amongst that bloc and some serious ambivalence could determine who is elected president this November. Listen now on the Code Switch podcast from NPR.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. It's August 14th, New Music Friday, and we're looking at the best new albums out today, starting with Burna Boy and his latest. It's called Twice as Tall.
If the government refused to develop the region and continue the marginalization and injustice, the youth of the next people coming after us, I think will be more brutal than what we have done.
We're from the block where it rains, where we create barricades, keep our position away. That's why we strap with the case. Don't get kidnapped from your place, cause it could happen today. Not knowing how to behave, that is a sign that you made. Just lose your life with the waste, your body found in the lake. You fucked around and the fisherman found you drowning for days. You know we come from a place where people smile but it's fake. How could they smile if you look around and surrounded by pain? I seen the sky turn to gray, it took the life from the day. It's like the heads of the state ain't comprehending the hate that the oppressed generate when they've been working like slaves to get some minimum wage. You turn around and you blame them for their anger and rage. Put them in shackles and chains because of what they became. We are the monsters you made.
Calling me a monster, calling us fake. You make the monitor, the dinosaur wake. Calling me a monster just cause we said. No way, no way, no way. Calling me a monster, make the mistake. But there's only so much that you can take. Ba-dee-da-da-doo-dee-da-da-doo-dee. We are the monsters you made.
I bet they thought it was cool.
This is Burna Boy. His new one is called Twice as Tall. This incredible song we're listening to is called Monsters You Made. And NPR Music's Bobby Carter back to talk about this one. Hey, Bobby.
Yes, yes. What's up, Robin?
Burna Boy, Nigerian singer, songwriter, rapper. We've talked a lot about the globalization of music, that trend. We've talked a lot about that on the show. And he's someone who's right on the front line.
Right. Yeah, you're right, man. I mean, you know, even with the song that we played, The Monsters You Made, like he, even though this music always moves you, the music is always mission driven. And this song in particular, he's sort of in rare form where he's more aggressive. He's usually laid back, but on this one, he's like really aggressive because he's trying to change the worldview and how the world views Africa.
Right.
And he's frustrated by how history has sort of made Africa to be seen, and he's just frustrated with it. So, you know, The Monsters You Made is like one of the more powerful songs on this album. It's the candy with the medicine inside. That's what Burna Boy's music is.
And you know, and he's someone who first got attention for party music largely. But like you say, he's going a lot deeper on this one.
Yeah, you know, as a DJ, I consider Burna Boy one of the cheat codes as a DJ, especially with African Giant last year. He had about 8 or 9 songs that you can just play in the club and just... If you're having a bad day, if you're having a bad night, you can just play anything from African Giant. And here on Twice as Tall, I already hear some soon-to-be hits. Unfortunately, I'm feeling bad because I won't be able to activate these cheat codes, man.
I love the idea of this being this thing like, well, nothing else is working. I'll forget it. I'll just cheat here and I'll put this on because I know everyone's going to love this.
You can always rely on Burna to get you out of a jam for sure.
Well, I thought this one was pretty incredible. Twice as Tall. From Burna Boy, glad to have him back with a new one just barely a year after his last one. Thanks so much, Bobby.
My man. Thank you, Robin.
All right, from Burna Boy, let's go to Jacob Collier. He's got another one out now on August 14th called Jesse Volume 3.
There's a funky feeling in my bones, in my bones, in my bones. I got that funky feeling.
Get the boogie in your bones all through the night. Let's go.
This is Jacob Collier. His new album is Jesse Volume 3. The song we're listening to is In My Bones, and WXPN's John Morrison here. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
Did you keep up with all the hairpin turns and shifts he made in just that one song?
Yeah. This is interesting to me. I love pop music that has, like you said, twists and turns and kind of like left field pop music. And Jacob Collier is a musician who kind of trades in that approach,
yeah,
in a way. He's a British composer and multi-instrumentalist. You might know him from these wonderful videos that he makes for Vox and Five Levels, where he explains music theory.
Right.
In really simple, with gratifying ways. He breaks down stuff like harmony and all of that. And he's really interesting. He throws all of these like weird jazz harmonies and there's electronics and even structural changes and variations into the music. But these are essentially really complex pop and R&B tunes.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about artists on the show who've completely obliterated genres, you know, in traditional song forms. Like, I think of like Poppy or Sophie or Rina Sawayama. And Jacob Collier, he's part of that big collective shift, you know, pushing all the boundaries in all these wild directions.
Yeah, it's cool because it seems like the lines between serious, quote unquote, composed music and popular music, they've always had a relationship. But it seems like a lot of younger musicians today are taking all of this, you know, conservatory training and formal music training. But, you know, they like hip hop and R&B and right, pop music, and just pouring that energy into these newer genres.
Yeah, he's really, I mean, he's a prodigy. His brain is functioning on a completely different level. And like you said, he understands theory in very deep ways. And if you haven't already seen it, you need to watch his Tiny Desk home concert, the one he did from his own home. It's a video he did. It's incredible. He sings with a whole bunch of clones of himself all in the same room. And, you know, because that's his thing. He does all the instruments and all the harmonies and everything. It's really incredible. That's online right now.
Yeah.
Jacob Collier's the artist. His new one is called Jesse Volume 3. John, let's do one more before I let you go. This comes from Fantastic Negrito. His new one is Have You Lost Your Mind Yet?
Searching for that friend of mine. Called the devil in disguise. Still deep-dished her in her pie. All them things that made me high. Make me sit and wonder why.
This is Fantastic Negrito. His new album is called Have You Lost Your Mind Yet? The song we're listening to from that record is called I'm So Happy I Cry. Of course, he is the winner of our first ever Tiny Desk contest. That was back in 2015. He went on to win a Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Album. That was in 2017. And then he did it again in 2019. Two Grammys now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that left a lot of people feeling like Fantastic Negrito was this amazing overnight success, but he's 52 years old and he's been working hard at this for a long time.
Yeah, I remember the record that he put out. He was affiliated with Prince's camp in the late 90s, and he put out a record under the name Xavier,
right,
which was like a weird left field contemporary soul record. And he really resurfaced as Fantastic Negrito a few years ago with this lovely old school rock and roll blues, like roots music. He has this wailing Chitlin' Circuit voice that we don't really hear that much And a lot of times in contemporary music, when folks create like a vintage sound, when they right. throw on this kind of, or wave this banner for like a vintage music, or, you know, this is like authentic soul, it feels a little hollow, but you can tell that this is a person who knows the blues intimately, knows rock and roll on an intimate level, and that it's really tailored for his voice and his songwriting style. It makes perfect sense that this iteration of his career and his sound would be the thing that would hit and resonate with people, because it's something that feels very much true to who he is as an artist.
I just thought the songs were so raw and visceral and real. And there are parts of this record that I thought were just completely scorching. Fantastic Negrito. His new album is called Have You Lost Your Mind Yet? Thanks so much, John. Take care.
Thanks, Robin. I appreciate it.
All right, let's do one more before we take a break. This comes from the band Whitney. Whitney has a new record out today on August 14th called Candid. This is the band Whitney. Their new record is called Candid. The song we're listening to is called Strange Overtones. NPR Music's Lindsay McKenna returns. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Robin, how are you?
All right. First off, why don't you just remind everyone who Whitney is, and then we can get a little more into this record a bit. I'm fans of the band Smith Westerns, and I know that they're yep. descended from that group in part.
Exactly. I feel like Whitney has sort of indie rock running through its DNA.
Yeah.
That it's the duo of Max Kakasic, he was formerly of Smith Westerns, as you said, and also Julian Ehrlich, who's formerly of Unknown Mortal Orchestra. So kind of like folks that read blogs in a certain time period are very familiar with these guys separately. And together as a duo, they formed Whitney. They released their debut in 2016, and last year they followed it up with Forever Turned Around. So this is a pretty short amount of time that we're getting something new. And this is a covers record.
As you mentioned, they put out two full-length records of their own. Why a covers record now?
So I love this. They said that they wanted to explore sort of their favorite songs outside of their musical comfort zone as a means of growing. And I think that when you think a lot about sort of what does it mean to make a covers record, one recent example is that the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks, had sort of said that they wanted to fulfill their contract negotiations
yeah.
with a covers record, but then they ended up making Gaslighter. So when you think about what a covers record often means, you know, for a lot of people, it comes out of either a place of stagnation or a place of contract fulfillment. But I think that this, they render these songs that aren't necessarily like sort of in their musical wheelhouse, but with their signature sound. Like this is a band that's got a very summery sort of sound, even like soft adult rock, maybe.
Well, you helped curate NPR Music's Rosé Wave playlist, and I kept thinking this would fit right in that 70s soft rock,
yes.
warm, sunny day sound.
Absolutely. Like these, to me, are guys that, you know, they're Chicagoans. I think that they've listened to Wilco plenty growing up, and I think that they've definitely got a fidelity to like music from the Big Pink, that I think that they know yeah. their influences, and they're really combining them and doing something that it's breezy, and honestly, right now, good Lord, does it feel like refreshing to return to a song that you know and love and hear it sort of rendered with that Rosé Wave mentality. These songs were recorded before the pandemic, and the band originally planned on releasing two or three at a time. And right now, I just love plopping on this record and picking up on certain songs and just sort of going in and out. It's a real balm.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do a covers record, this is the way to do it. You know, focus on the songs that maybe you wish you'd written, but go a little deeper.
Yeah.
I thought this was really nice. Whitney is the band. Their new one is called Candid. Thanks so much, Lindsay.
Thanks, Robin.
We still have a handful of other albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but we need to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, BetterHelp, the online counseling service dedicated to connecting you with a licensed counselor to help you overcome whatever stands in the way of your happiness. Fill out a questionnaire and get matched with a professional tailored to your needs. And if you aren't satisfied with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time, free of charge. Visit BetterHelp.com/songs to get 10% off your first month. Get the help you deserve with BetterHelp.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're doing a quick run through the best new albums out on August 14th. We start the second half of our show off with the band Sun Lux. They're back with a new one called Tomorrows.
I'm not asking for release. I'm not asking to forget. Never regret what you've given me. What is permanent remains, despite the plans we make. Some will walk, some will run, but as we go, we lose everyone somehow, and I'm afraid to let you go. I'm afraid to let you go. I'm afraid to let you go.
This is Sun Lux, the band Sun Lux. Their new one is called Tomorrows. This incredibly gorgeous song is Plans We Made. And Radio Milwaukee's Tariq Moody joins us. Hey, Tariq.
Hey, Robin. How you doing?
All right. You know, to know me is to know my boundless love and outsized fandom for this band. So it's nice to get to geek out with another fan.
Yeah, I was doing some research. I didn't realize their NPR All Songs Considered called them Best New Band when their debut album came out.
Yeah, back, I think it was like 2008.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah. Well, and that was when Sun Lux was mostly just Ryan Lott, the lead singer and songwriter. And since then, he has assembled this incredible next level band, Rafiq Bhatia on guitar and Ian Chang on drums. And it's just incredible what they've brought to the group.
Yeah, so they're kind of like a hybrid between a jazz trio and a classical trio.
With pop leanings, too. Like, they really play around with all those forms. Like, sometimes they'll start a song and it sounds like they're messing up. Everything's off a little bit. And then you realize as it all starts to fall into place that it's all very intentional. And that sort of approach to making music is throughout this record.
I know one of those songs, I think it was Honesty, where it just starts off beautiful, then this percussion comes off.
Yeah.
Just like you said, it's just... It was just like off kilter. Just like, oh, I get what y'all doing.
Right. Well, I think one of, you know, some of the themes that they get into on this record and are themes that they've explored for a while now, which are, you know, imbalances in life and frictions in life. And I think the rhythms and guitar lines, the way they all stumble along together in these beautiful ways, I think that mimics those themes in a way.
And it feels like they did it in a way of just pure emotions. Of this record, right?
Yeah.
Even the instrumental interludes were just a nice little surprise in between. It's almost like a film score.
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking of like Miyazaki films and placing that music in those films that he's done. Like I could see a new dark Miyazaki film and this album would fit perfectly with it. Like some scenes in Spirited Away or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I just thought of all the records they've done, this one was just particularly breathtaking. I don't know, it's just extraordinarily beautiful and moving and completely mesmerizing. I think it may be their best yet.
I agree. Like, the thing I love about it is that they did a lot with very little, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But this album just, I don't know what it is. It like just got me just in my, like my head. I just escaped back into my head and all these thoughts just started popping up. And, you know, a lot of albums sometimes hit a certain emotion, but the surface emotion. Mm. This album really just went straight into my head in places that I never thought of. Like, there were dark thoughts. There were just weird thoughts that just popped up.
Yeah.
Kind of very nightmarish, dreamish imagery that I felt. And that's where I keep coming back to that Miyazaki kind of like, dude, this is like, they need to team up with Miyazaki for the next film.
Well, this is just the first of three records that they have planned. Tomorrow's volumes 1, 2, and 3, the other two volumes due out yet this year. Tomorrow's is the name of the album from the band Sunlux. Thanks so much, Tariq.
Thank you, Robin.
All right, let's go next to Kathleen Edwards. The singer Kathleen Edwards is back after a long break from music. She's got a new one out today called Total Freedom.
Come on, snow, you know I love your cold. I'm still hard and under all your layers of clothes. And I'm dying for you to touch my skin. It's been so long, but I'm staying. You could take a break. Cause after when we were lying there, it felt so good that I got scared.
This is the singer Kathleen Edwards. Her new album is called Total Freedom. The song we're listening to is a really beautiful one called Birds on a Feeder. NPR Music's Ann Powers back again for this one. Hey, Ann.
Hey, Robin.
So this is Kathleen Edwards' first new album in 8 years. She took a long break from music. And, you know, I was thinking when someone this talented and writing as high as she was, you always wonder, like, why on earth would you walk away from all of this? But if you asked her, she'd say that quitting music was the best decision she ever made.
It's interesting, Robin. Recently, Spotify CEO Daniel Ek has been in the news for saying that musicians should not wait years in between releases, that musicians should continually produce music, you know, song a week or whatever. But this album is a brilliant argument against what Daniel Ek was saying and for taking your time to make a work of art. After her last album, she was just spent, you know, she'd spent too much time on the road. She has a song, Glenfern, on this record that kind of tells that story. You know, she loved being a musician, but it just was no longer for her. And she moved back to her hometown of Ottawa and opened a coffee shop. And you know what it was called, right, Robin?
Quitters. Best name ever for a coffee shop, Quitters.
Exactly. And best name ever for a brief respite, which she took. And, you know, who knows if she at that time intended to ever come back and make music. But a few years later, the country artist Maren Morris came calling, reached out to Kathleen and asked her to come to Nashville and do a songwriting session with her. Kathleen decided that sounded like an interesting prospect. And it got her going again.
You mentioned Glenfern. There's another great one called Options Open, where she sings, for 39 years, I've been keeping my options open, which I love, because there's so many ways you can take that, right? You could say that it really speaks to fear of commitment, but maybe at the same time, it's also hope that there's still something else out there for you in the world.
That's the beautiful subtlety of Kathleen Edwards as a songwriter. She's neither extremely earnest nor extremely ironic. She is subtle in her thinking. These songs are like little poems, you know. Every detail is so beautiful and so well chosen. She could only have written these songs over time.
Well, I'm really torn because I'm glad to have her back making music, but I also really love coffee. So, you know, I actually was thinking, how cool would it be if she played her own cafe, you know, like just sitting on a stool in a corner, you know, with a little amp. Kathleen Edwards is the singer. Her new record, her first one in 8 years, is called Total Freedom. And stay with us. Let's do another one. This one comes from the singer Orville Peck. He's back with a new record called Show Pony.
They say Paris is dead. Lived through London, drank through Memphis. The things you live by were once just a guess. And there ain't no glory in the West. No, there ain't no glory in the West. Hard to think on your feet. Tired of begging them just to compete. Shoot to win can feel so bittersweet. But you take what you can get. 'Cause there ain't no glory in the West. Blazing on ahead, burning through it, coming down the bend. Nowhere left to go, going's all we know. Riding past the best, and there's still no rest, and there's still.
This is Orville Peck, the country singer Orville Peck. His record is called Show Pony, and the song we're listening to is No Glory in the West. A singer like Kathleen Edwards, also from Canada, and this is a follow-up to his debut full-length that he put out just last year called Pony.
Orville Peck, first of all, we should say, is a pseudonym, and the pseudonym of someone who continues to supposedly remain anonymous, although I'll mention there are rumors that Orville Peck is actually a punk musician named Daniel Pitou. And Orville Peck is gay and very out. And in fact, the character of Orville Peck embodies this really interesting nexus of country music signifiers and queer signifiers, right? Mm. So on Pony, the album that made him a sensation last year, he, you know, had songs about the nightlife and about risky love and, you know, kind of like living, honestly, every cliche of both country and queer life, but in an exciting, vibrant and new way. And I think he gets a little more sophisticated songwriting wise on this record. And the sound is mixed a little differently and his voice is more upfront. It doesn't quite echo through the hills of the songs. Do you know what I mean? And he has this like booming Roy Orbison-like voice. But I think if we're honest, he's more like Glenn Danzig singing Elvis than he is like Roy Orbison.
Well, know? I kept thinking, you know, like Johnny Cash, but in a parallel universe.
Yeah, a parallel universe where he's maybe not as like classically great of a singer. He's got the tone, but it's rough. It's punk at its heart, I think.
Orville Peck, his new record is called Show Pony. And let's do one more before I let you go. This is from the singer Ashley Ray. She's back with a new one called Pauline.
Well, at her funeral, walking back from the cemetery, Uncle Tim grabbed a hold of me and hugged me and said, as long as you're alive, your mother will never be dead. And all of my mom's family say, I can't get over how much you look like Peggy. And her name is actually Paulina. Yeah, her name is Paulina. She has no middle name.
Mom got you lucky. Dad got your gun, Carrie got your diamond ring, Cousin Josiah got your 45s and the cross that you kept on the string. I'm not sure who, but I think Aunt Ruby got your 69 Pontiac. And poor Uncle Paul got the rest of it all, right down to the frames and the tags. And I got your name, I got your name, got your hand-me-down heart, I got your blood in my veins, I got your disposition, I got your mean. Well, I stand in the kitchen and I never listen, call me Pauline.
What a voice. Ashley Ray, her new one is called Pauline, and this gorgeous, gorgeous song is the title cut. Have to give a shout out to the motherland, and she's a fellow Kansan like me, born and raised. In fact, she's got a song on here called Lawrence, Kansas, where I lived for a long time. Really loved hearing her reminisce about that town. But let's start with Pauline, the name of the album and the song we just played.
That song is about Ashley Ray's grandmother. The voice we hear at the beginning of the song is her mom talking about her grandma. And it's really, you know, a classic sort of country song about lineage, but with this twist, right? Of like, I inherited things from you, grandma. They weren't all awesome.
Right.
Some of them are great and some of them maybe are a bit of a burden. What I love about this record, and I should say, it's her third record, but hopefully, if you and I can have any say in it, Robin, this will be her breakthrough.
Yeah.
And it's her most personal record. The way she inhabits these songs, she's one of the most fully formed characters I have experienced on a record recently. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you feel her as a person on every song on this record.
Well, I certainly found a lot to identify with. You know, she reflects so much on her life growing up in Kansas, and it's really funny. My friends who are also from Kansas and I will talk about the Kansas work ethic instilled at birth, which is work hard, expect nothing.
That's exactly.
I remember talking with my dad at one point, you know, like, well, what about finding true happiness, you know, and sucking the marrow out of life? And I kid you not, he said, what does being happy have to do with anything? You know, he's like, you work hard, you take care of your family. And I think Ashley Ray, you know, she would say that she went through a lot of rejection in her life when she was trying to come up in music, but that rejection was very critical to being able to make this record.
You know, there are great ballads on this album. There's one called Just a House, which she co-wrote with her writing partner, Sean McConnell, and also Natalie Hemby, who's in The High Women. And that song is a very beautiful ballad inspired by real life. It's a sad story. Her father died young in a fall on the family farm. And the song is about her talking to her mom and saying, Mom, you can leave this house. It's just a house. Move on. Please move on. And in fact, her mom is still in the house. So the life story continues. The song is a beautiful artifact we have of that conversation.
Well, I want to hang with Ashley Ray, get a couple beers, commiserate about growing up in the heartland. Ashley Ray, her new one is called Pauline. Thanks so much, Anne.
Thank you.
We've got one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, but there are a handful of other notable releases out today that I want to mention, starting with the artist known as Poppy. We mentioned Poppy earlier on the program. She's got a new one out today called I Disagree More. This is a deluxe version of her album I Disagree that came out back in January of this year. We covered that one on the show. This deluxe version includes four new songs, I Disagree More from Poppy. The duo 1174 has a new one called What's the 1174? Side One. This is a hip-hop and pop duo from New Zealand. Twin brothers, they're originally from Zimbabwe. This is a surprise drop from them. Just a supremely catchy record from 1174. What's the 1174? Biffy Clyro is back with a new one called A Celebration of Endings. This is a much-beloved rock group from Scotland. This is their ninth full-length record. It really rocks. A Celebration of Endings from Biffy Clyro. The country singer Kaylee Hammack has a new one. That's H-A-M-M-A-C-K, Hammack. It's called If It Wasn't For You. She's originally from Georgia, now in Nashville. This is her debut full-length record, If It Wasn't For You. Emma Swift has a new one called Blonde on the Tracks. This is a singer-songwriter from Australia. This is a collection of reworked Bob Dylan songs, her interpretation of a bunch of Dylan songs, Blonde on the Tracks from Emma Swift. And the band Young Jesus is back with a new one called Welcome to Conceptual Beach. This is a band from LA, really beautiful record. It kind of reminded me a little bit of Bright Eyes mixed with Anony. Welcome to Conceptual Beach from the band Young Jesus. All those records out now on August 14th, along with this last one that we want to feature from Gloria Estefan. It's called Brazil 305. This is Gloria Estefan back with a new one called Brazil 305. This song is called Samba. My lord, the percussion on this is just out of control. NPR Music contributor Stephanie Fernandez back again this week. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Robin.
It's so funny. Gloria Estefan, you know, she was huge when I was coming up in the 80s. Just huge. And it's funny, I asked you, you know, do the kids still love Gloria Estefan all these years later? And you were like, oh my God, she's Gloria Estefan.
Dude, I mean, the album's called Brazil 305. 305 is, of course, Miami, which anyone who's heard me on NPR knows I'm from Miami. And
right.
Gloria is not someone who has faded, I find. You know, she's just as vibrant and just as exciting as she's always been. And you know, I think that is a kind of grace that not every global pop star always has, you know, and she's a treasure among my community, of course, but across so many Latino communities and across so many people in the world in general.
So this is her 14th solo album, her first in 7 years. There's some new tracks on it, but mostly she's Brazilianized a bunch of her earlier work. The song we played, Samba, was originally called Conga. You spoke with Gloria Estefan recently. What inspired her to do this project?
Often when an artist revisits their old work, it's kind of just like a more modern version. I thought it was interesting that the project was specifically to use Brazilian rhythms in Cuban music. And from our conversation, you know, she told us that what inspired her were the connections, of course, that we find all across the Latino diaspora, but particularly between Brazilian music and Cuban music, two places that don't seem all that similar upon first glance. But of course, the music of both of these countries is so rooted in African musical traditions, as is across the Caribbean and Latin America. And what's really interesting is, of course, that, you know, the songs work so well with these new rhythms. It doesn't feel forced, I guess.
I mean, this is partly just the nature of these rhythms, but I was really struck by how much life she injects into these songs. The album from Gloria Estefan is Brazil 305. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thank you, Robin.
And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. We focus on full albums and EPs on this show, but every week there are a whole bunch of noteworthy singles that also come out. You can hear a bunch of them, along with the songs featured on this episode, in our expanded New Music Friday playlist. You'll find them in Apple Music or Spotify or on our website at npr.org/allsongs. We'd love to stay in touch and let you know when new Tiny Desks, playlists, interviews, and other features are available from NPR. The best way to do that is to sign up for our newsletter. You can do that at npr.org/musicnewsletter. All one word, music newsletter. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. Stay strong out there, be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.